in this time of the week, we usually get a jobs report. And John Taylor is on the line from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And I think he has received that report.
Yeah, there's actually two out this morning, and this is the first of three consecutive days that we'll get indications about what's happening in the jobs market. We've been talking about that four-letter word consistently now for several months. The first report came out this morning at 7:15, came from Challenger & Gray. This is a company that reports on planned layoffs, and in fact, the number of planned layoffs that were reported to them was the lowest in 16 years. It's interesting that the biggest drop in, or the biggest increase in planned layoffs is, are in government jobs, and there's a quote here that says, most cities and states have only just begun to address their massive budget deficits, and we've yet to see how budget cutbacks are going to impact workers at the federal level. Of course, we've seen the ongoing thing that's been happening in Wisconsin and other states in terms of trying to challenge some of the collective bargaining rights of public employees. And then a few minutes later, we get the number from ADP. This projected that the net jobs increase or net jobs created last month was 201,000, good number. And then, of course, tomorrow we get Thursday, it's first-time claims for unemployment benefits. And then the big number on Friday comes from the government. That will be the unemployment rate, the non-farm payrolls. They're projecting that the increase in non-farm payrolls will be about 195,000. So we're beginning to see some consistently good numbers. If we take that ADP number and dissect, it's very interesting. Of the 201,000 jobs created last month, 102,000 were created by a small business. That's people that have 50 or less employees. Only 17,000 of those jobs estimated to be created by large business. That's employers with 500 or more employees. And for the sixth consecutive month, we see an increase in manufacturing activity with a net increase in manufacturing jobs of 37,000. And, of course, in our listing area, we know how important manufacturing jobs are here. Interesting, yesterday we talked yesterday morning about the Supreme Court case that they're hearing regarding the sex bias case involving alleged gender bias on the part of Walmart and the enormous consequences that are at stake there. If you just count noses and read the testimony yesterday, it looks like that we're going to see a split along ideological lines. It looks like right now it's probably 5-4 that would probably strike down this case in terms of letting it be certified as a class action lawsuit. And you can probably count noses and guess which ones are voted on each side. We will really not have a decision until June. But it looks like, initially, it looks like if you just read in read between the lines what the justices asked and what they said, it looks like they're leaning in favor of Walmart here. We've been talking about the problems that Walmart is having in terms of their domestic sales. They've had eight consecutive quarters of same-store sales declines. We've seen other companies benefit from Walmart's problem. We've seen numbers this morning from Family Dollar that report earnings that were substantially above the street's estimates. This is what's really interesting. Total sales up 5.1% or 8.3%, and same-store sales, stores have been open a year or longer, up 5.1%. We've seen a similar trend on the part of Dollar General. And if you look at the profit margin of Family Dollar, their profit margin increased from 35.4% to 35.7%. Now, you can't prove this. You can't connect the dots, but it does appear that two of the beneficiaries of some of the really bad decisions that Walmart made that they're now trying to reverse, like removing 300 popular items from their stores, that the beneficiary of that have been Dollar General and Family Dollar. And the traffic is up there, and the same-store sales numbers show that clearly.
Well, it looks to me like they've taken the Sam Walton plan, which he originally started with, and making it work again.
Yeah, they're going back to basics, is what the new CEO says of Walmart USA. The guy that made those decisions that ended up being catastrophically bad has been, quote, reassigned to other duties in the company.
It can happen.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith has a lot of insight, and he can pass some information along to you, your personal situation. Talk with him. You can call him at 479-782-2527. You hear his broadcast here on KFPW and on Cool 104.7. Again, that number, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.